Hello all and welcome to my podcast channel, Dr. Amit Oswal Cardiac Show. In this episode, I will throw some lights on a topic that is a pacemaker. Many people think that pacemakers are not safe, but this is not true. For your information, many public figures and professional athletes also have pacemaker. In addition, pacemakers are a boon for the people with heartbeat problems. Resting heart rate can vary from person to person depending on their age and health, but according to studies, an ideal resting heart rate is between 60 to 100 beats per minute. Therefore, your resting pulse rate should be low. An irregular heart rate, too fast or too slow, can lead to complications. When your heartbeat is irregular, this condition is known as arrhythmia. This condition occurs when the electrical signals that coordinate your heartbeat do not work properly. In such a situation, you may need a pacemaker. Today, through this podcast channel, we will try to understand more about pacemaker. What is pacemaker? In last two decades, there has been a lot of progress in the field of medical technologies, as a result of which, even the most serious disease can be detected quickly and the treatment is also possible. Today in the medical field has many treatment options to control irregular and slow heartbeat effectively, and one of those options is pacemaker. Pacemakers are advanced technologies used to treat conditions that causes arrhythmia, slow heart rates. Pacemaker all can improve your quality of life and extend life safely. How does a pacemaker work? Simply put, a pacemaker is a small device implanted in the chest area below the collarbone to control the heartbeat. How is the pacemaker implanted? The procedure is done under local anesthesia and it is sutured to the heart muscle. In contrast, the other end of the pacemaker leads are connected to the device, which sends the electrical signals through the electrodes to your heart, which results in the proper rhythm. So what are the types of pacemaker? Single chamber pacemaker, dual chamber pacemaker, biventricular pacemaker, or ICD, which is implantable cardioverter defibrillator, which is used to terminate the fast heartbeats, also known as ventricular tachycardia or fibrillation, with a shock to terminate this abnormal rhythm. And it is used in patients with severe LV dysfunction with EF of 30% and patients who have recovered from cardiac arrest. The last pacemaker type is cardiac resynchronization therapy, which is used in patients with recurrent heart failure admissions, and it improves cardiac functions and reduces the heart failure episodes. When do you decide you need a pacemaker? So symptoms like dizziness, fainting or syncope, feeling lightheaded, fatigue, pulse rate below 40, persistent irregular heartbeat, chest tightness or shortness of breath. You need to consult your doctor immediately if you experience any of these symptoms. They can give you better advice based on your cardiac assessment. Hope you have got some information about pacemaker, and for more information, head on to dramitoswal.com. Until then, it's me, Dr. Amit Oswal, your host, signing off. Thank you.